2,000 federal transportation workers were furloughed today, sent home without pay. That's because a Republican senator has blocked a bill extending federal highway building, as well as unemployment benefits and other programs. For some, the stoppage brought memories of a government shutdown triggered by Republicans during the Clinton administration 14 years ago. That one turned out to be a political loser for the GOP. But as NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, this one might be different.
The legislation is being held up by Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning, who went to the floor of the Senate today to explain why.
If we can't find $10 billion to pay for something that we all support, we will never pay for anything on the floor of this U.S. Senate.
Bunning, like other senators, has voted for unfunded items before, but in February, the Senate voted for a so-called pay-as-you-go bill, and Bunning says that means no more spending borrowed money. Bunning clearly regards himself as Horatius at the bridge, but some Democrats think this tactic will help them. Chris Lehane is a Democratic strategist who worked in the Clinton White House during the last Republican-initiated government shutdown.
Jim Bunning, prior to becoming a politician, was a Major League Baseball pitcher. And, you know, with his actions, he is throwing the equivalent, the political equivalent of a hanging curveball that allows the Democrats really to take the pitch and knock it out of the park.
And they leapt at the chance with a flurry of emails and press conferences. Democrats were everywhere at once, decrying Bunning's action. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs blasted him from the podium of the briefing room. And in Florida, Vice President Joe Biden weighed in.
If his filibuster succeeds, for example, it'll mean that state and local governments won't get paid for projects they've already done. It means furloughing 2,000 people this week alone.
It wasn't hard to figure out the politics of this, says Chris Lehane, who threw out another baseball metaphor and called the Bunning filibuster a triple play.
First of all, you have someone who is effectively stopping jobs from happening. Secondly, it's a Republican in the United States Senate using one of what, at least to the public, will appear to be a Byzantine tool to obstruct progress. And third, it's dealing with projects, construction projects, road projects that the public generally likes.
The Democrats may have been in a rush because their window of opportunity is closing quickly. Yesterday on Fox News Sunday, John Kyle, the number two Republican in the Senate, said his party plans to cut the Bunning protest short.
All Senator Bunning was saying, quite correctly, is it ought to be paid for. And what's the first thing we do? We exempt this bill from it. It will pass, though.
Republicans don't want to make their point about government spending by causing furloughs of government workers because they remember what happened the last time they tried something like this.
As they did play out last time, it hurt the Republican Party.
That's Tony Blankley. 14 years ago, he was House Speaker Newt Gingrich's spokesman. And when the Republicans forced a government shutdown back then after an impasse with President Bill Clinton, the move backfired and the public punished them. This time, it's very different, says Blankley. It's not the Republican Party blocking highway funds. It's one senator. And Blankley points out Jim Bunning isn't running for re-election this year because his own party didn't want him to.
He was always a difficult character, you know, former great athlete. And not only did he never represent the leadership, he was usually contrary to it and is cantankerous to boot. But it clearly is not a Republican Party position.
But these days, the Democrats are happy for any opportunity to score political points against the Republicans, no matter how brief. And by the way, it's expected the furloughed workers will be reimbursed for any pay they lost. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.